Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Friday, April 19th. A U.S. official tells CNN that Israel has carried out a strike inside Iran, a move that could escalate tensions that are already on a knife edge. Iranian state media reports several explosions were heard early this morning around a central city that's home to significant nuclear facilities. Iran says its air defenses intercepted three drones, and all its nuclear facilities are secure. CNN's Paula Hancock has more.
Hi, Joe. A US official tells CNN it was warned by Israel ahead of the intended strike, but did not endorse it. We've had days now of Iranian officials warning of an even more forceful response if Israel strikes its territory. And yet Iranian state media seems to be downplaying the incident. No damage, business as usual, leading to early hopes a wider regional conflict has, for now, been averted.
Israel hasn't claimed responsibility for the strikes, but the country had spent days weighing a possible response to Iran's attack last weekend. The 12 jurors have been chosen for former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. Now, only five alternates are left to be selected, likely paving the way for opening arguments to start next week, maybe as soon as Monday. The process of selecting the New Yorkers who will ultimately decide Trump's fate was a bumpy one, and a possible sign of things to come in the trial. Seven men and five women have been chosen, and Trump's lawyers did try to stop some of them being included because they expressed negative opinions about him. But they'd run out of vetoes, and the judge said simply not liking Trump was not a reason to be dismissed. There's also expected to be a hearing today about what prosecutors can and can't say about Trump's legal history during the trial. And we learned yesterday that the DA's office won't be sharing who they plan to call to testify first, because Trump has been posting about witnesses online. A House committee has approved a series of foreign aid bills that'll now face their first vote on the House floor today. But the bills only moved forward because of support from Democrats, something Speaker Mike Johnson might need again to get them passed and keep his job. Right now, it only takes one House member to trigger a vote to oust the Speaker, and hardliners in the GOP have been threatening to do just that if Johnson goes ahead with these bills. But CNN's Manu Raju says it's not clear if that will actually happen.
There are a lot of members who I spoke to on the far right who have not said that whether they'll support this, but are indicating that they might be open to this and are very frustrated with the Speaker's handling of this issue. And ultimately, what will Democrats do? Will there be enough Democrats to essentially keep Mike Johnson in that position?
Voting starts today in India in the largest election in human history. Nearly a billion people are eligible to vote, as CNN's Will Ripley explains from northern India.
The way that the process works here is that over the next 6 weeks at polling stations like this, people will come, they'll give their voting cards, they'll vote in electronic voting machines inside. Then there's certainly a lot at stake here, whether it's which political candidate will lead India into the future, whether it's the economy, whether it's foreign investment, whether it's rights for farmers or social services for everyday people. There are a lot of issues that are being debated. However, we can't really talk about them on the air just yet because of pretty intensive reporting restrictions that are placed on all news organizations while the polls are open.
Swifties were in for a surprise when Taylor's new album dropped. That's next. Taylor Swift's highly anticipated 11th studio album has dropped, with the Tortured Poets Department showing up on Apple Music sometime before its scheduled midnight release. But there was a surprise for fans who may have stayed up late listening to the album. At 2 a.m. Eastern, Swift released an extra 15-song album called TTPD, The Anthology. Ahead of the release, Spotify reported that the Tortured Poets Department had become the most pre-saved album in the platform's history. That's all for now. I'll be back with more news at 9 a.m. Eastern. But if you can't wait until then, you can now watch Five Things as well. Kate Baldwin will give you five more stories on Max every weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern time.